Welcome to the Breaking Up with Burnout podcast, and I am your host, Tiffany Leader, clinical social worker and burnout coach with over 10 years of experience in the mental health field and life experience with burnout. I'd like to say I'm in burnout recovery. I am married to the love of my life, and we are full-time RVers living the tiny life and traveling the country as often as we can. This is one of the many ways that I prevent burnout. This podcast is for you if you are a high-achieving woman who have big goals and dreams for your life, but you are feeling exhausted and looking to take a moment. This is your moment. This is for you to discover fulfilling moments, to be encouraged, find support, and hopefully a laugh or two. Okay, take a deep breath, lean in, and open your heart and mind to what you may need. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Breaking Up with Burnout podcast. This episode is a little bit unusual in that I am taking you on a walk with me, and I might be out of breath a little bit or have longer pauses than usual, but it's because, well, as y'all know, I try to remove the barrier of editedness so that you can get the authentic me and to create an authentic connection to you. That is very important for me, so you can get to know me more and just my heart is to connect with you. So I'm even recording this intro as I am walking as well. So I hope you enjoy this episode and talk to you soon. I'm going to title this one "The False Sense of Control" or "The False Belief of Control" or something like that, because I think we as women want to have a pulse on things. I know I do. I find that when I move from city to city that I want to know, I want to have a pulse on the city of like what's going on, what's trending, what's happening. Because I realize, like, I love sharing that stuff with people, but also I want to know so I can enjoy and partake in all the things. And when I don't have a pulse on a place, quote, don't feel like I'm in control or grounded or have my bearings, then I feel disconnected. Discombobulated, chaotic. And it doesn't have to be like having a pulse on the city, but even just like being grounded within myself, having a sense of control in what's happening in my life. And I think that we cultivate this sense of control because maybe there are things we can control. There are things that we can. We have a choice. We have a voice. We have the opportunity to use that. But I think it brings this false belief that we actually have control over things in our life. So when things don't go as planned, when things happen that is unexpected, that is chaotic, then it throws us off our rocker. I know it has in my life, and this false belief of control provides stability, but it's really false stability, because what we really want is inner peace. What we really value is like contentment, peace, a sense of groundedness, and when we can quote, control things, then we can feel that way. It gives us a sense of that, even though that's not what's really true. I think about from the mental health perspective, there's a lot of disorders that I've treated as a therapist that the root of the disorder, or part of the root of the disorder, is a sense of control. The disorder comes and develops because there's chaos around that person, or there's what's perceived chaos or true chaos that's happening. And a mental health disorder can develop out of survival, out of trying to provide stability, out of like everything around me is out of a control, so I'm going to try to control something. And what can I control? Whether that's eating or not eating, whether that's my plans, whether that's what I do or don't do my body. And I'm describing this in a more simplistic, it's definitely more complex and has other connotations and ways, but for the sake of this conversation, there's a in treating these mental health disorders and even coaching people through some things. I talk a lot about surrender, letting go. I've worked through and I continually work through letting go, surrender, trust myself, trust God in what's going on. Because I developed this false sense of control through perfectionism, through being a planner. And I have realized and come to realize that there's so much peace and freedom to be had in letting go of control, even though it feels counterintuitive to what developed in my life. I think sometimes I try to control the stress I feel. I try to control the emotions that I have because I don't want to feel them or they're uncomfortable. But in turn, it produces more emotions. And because I'm not dealing with them, I'm trying to control them instead of actually moving through them. So. When you start working through this, like letting go of this false belief of control, it can feel scary. It felt scary. I can remember times of like, I don't know if I can trust, or I would say, I don't trust myself in this to make the right decision or to do the thing or whatever it was, because I was so used to having a plan. And there have been several things in my life that have gone unexpectedly that has wrecked me. I would say overall, most of my life, when I've planned to do things, when I've set the goal, when I had a passion that I wanted to do something or felt called and led to, I always did it. It always happened. I was thankful and grateful, and I am still thankful and grateful and living a life where that could happen, where disappointment was few and far in between, where discouragement and grief was there, but it wasn't experienced to the depth of how I've now experienced it. And so that led me to believe that I have a sense of control, this false belief that I'm in control of my life. And don't get me wrong. There are aspects that we can make choices and decisions and choose to follow through or not follow through. Sorry, I'm going up a hill, so it is making me breathe a little harder. Real life right now. Just pretend you're walking with me and I'm chatting with you. But when that happens, there is, yeah, this development of a false belief that I have control in my life. And I've had, so prior to all of that, I'm like, yeah, anything you put your mind to it, you can do it. And I still believe that to a certain extent now. I think that belief has been shaken by several experiences, hurtful experiences, traumatic experiences, unexpected things that, like I said, just knocked me off of my feet. That was shocking. That filled me with grief. That questioned my identity. That even questioned, like, the world that I lived in. Because of the level of, like, not that this doesn't happen to me, but maybe I did. Maybe I had a sense of, this doesn't happen to me. I don't know. I say that, but, I probably had that thought going through some of the things I was going through. Or just questioning why I was going through what I was going through. Because life was hard at some point, but I never experienced the depth of grief that I've now experienced, the depth of trauma that I've experienced that has affected my body and my brain. And I'll say this, trauma is a big word. There are big T traumas, there are little T traumas. But regardless of the big T or the little T traumas, trauma still affects the brain and the body in similar ways. So when I say that, I'm sensitive to those of you who have experienced different types of trauma than I have. But I also know that my brain and body has been affected and has reacted to the experiences that I've perceived as traumatic. And so, again, when something like that happens, chaos, it feels chaotic more than in control or even grounded. You literally, like, part of your brain goes offline, so you're not fully present within yourself and in the world that you're in. Sometimes you're just trying to survive. You know what I mean? And so, when things feel chaotic and out of control, we grasp for control. That is, at times, my knee-jerk reaction to things that are stressful, things that are, quote, unexpected, not within my control. So we try to grasp for it. How can I control something because things feel out of control? Is that myself, my husband, the situation I'm in? How can I control with my words? I have seen a lot of women who try to control people with their words by making people feel guilty about things. But a lot of the times it's a projection of them needing control because of the stress they feel, because of the chaos they feel. So if I can control other people, at least I'm doing something. I'm taking action because I don't like the way that I feel. And as a high achiever that's very goal-oriented, like me, but I'm sure some of you guys are out there like that too, if we can just do something about it, then it'll make it better. But oftentimes, it's not doing, it's actually taking that step back. It's the surrender, it's the letting go, and it's the trusting, which is very foreign for those of us who are goal-oriented. Can I get a amen or a raised hand? If you relate, please let me know. Send me an email, message me on Instagram. for Facebook because I want to know if you're like me or if you can relate. It feels counterintuitive, but in the surrender is healing, and the trusting is healing, and the letting go is freedom. We don't have to hold on and control and squeeze and tighten, rigid. And I think of rigid thinking and the inner critic and expectations that kind of put us in a box. But we can find freedom, like true freedom, true inner peace, true calm within ourselves, because that's what we're after. Is that calm, sense of calm, sense of peace, sense of contentment, that everything is okay, that whatever I can come across, whatever happens in life, there's a sense of contentment that's there, a sense of confidence that's there, knowing whatever comes my way, I can handle. Or even a sense of just knowing, like, I'm gonna be okay. And being confident in that of I'm gonna be okay no matter what comes my way. And when we can release that and release control of all of that, again, healing. Like even me just talking about it, my entire body's like, whew, I can relax into that. I don't have to control, I don't have to do anything, I don't have to check the boxes, I don't have to keep up with a mental to-do list. I don't have to avoid anything. I can let go of all of that and trust that everything's gonna work out for my good. Trust that the desires and the passions that are starting inside of me will come to fruition in a way that's good for me. I can let go of how things are going to turn out or how things are going to be because I just know and have confidence and a sense of calm that things are going to work out, that things are going to be okay. And even if they're not okay, it's okay. And if the unexpected happens, it happens. And that I will know and be at peace. And I was going to say, I don't know what to do, but sometimes we just don't know what to do. And that, but that's okay. Like coming to this place of acceptance and calm. But like, it's gonna be okay. Whatever comes, whatever feelings I feel, whatever happens. It's like the striving stops. I think this belief of I have to have control is part of striving. It's part of the do mentality. Where we think we have to do all the time, where I always like to say we're human beings instead of human doings. We have to unlearn the do mentality in order to just be, take a sit back, relax, rest. If y'all have been around here long enough, you know I'm all about resting and slowing down and taking a pause and taking a moment. Because we tend to be on the go all the time. Part of that is, could be personality. Part of it is the culture that we live in. It's conducive to that, pushes us to climb the ladder, to be successful, to not miss out on your opportunity, all of those different things, which leads to burnout. Hopefully this encouraged you. I hope it did. Or made you think about some things. Or made you ponder on, like, do I have this belief or this false belief of that I'm in control of things? And helps you, empowers you 1% towards that surrender, that peace that we so desire. A confidence and calm that we all crave for and really truly desire. I don't think any person wants to live in chaos and stress and tension and all of that. Like, we all desire this sense of calm and peace and contentment. And again, like, you can breathe at the end of the day and say, like, you know what? Regardless of what goes on, again, I'm repeating myself, but regardless of what happens, like, I'm okay. I think we all, as human beings, crave to be in that space. And I think a step in the direction to be in that space is letting go of control, surrender. It takes one step at a time into that in order to see that we can. And see that, like, as we press into that, there's a release that happens. We kind of like turn the release valve on and let the pressure go and out of our lives of the constant doing, striving, stressing. I was actually just talking to somebody about this, two people actually recently. Okay, last thing, and then I promise I will end this episode. Last thing, I was like, there's a fine line between hustle and hard work. Or like even like striving, doing, and being at rest. So let's use the example of hustle and hard work. I'm not against hard work. I can work hard work all day. I can get the tasks done, the to-do list done, have the conversations, talk with my clients, having meaningful sessions. I can work hard and feel good about it. But I'm not for the hustle. And the little line towards the hustle is the striving. I gotta hustle for this. I gotta do all these things. I gotta get the to-do list done. I gotta blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is. And I think sometimes we're like, cancel hustle culture, which I'm all about that. But I'm not cancel hard work. Because some people will say, well, if you don't hustle, then you're lazy. Or you're not reaching your goals. Like, how do you achieve and not hustle? You trust. You surrender. You do hard work. And believe at the end of the day that your dream, your goal will come into fruition. Because you trust what you did. You trust you what you put out there. And that it's enough. That it's enough. Sorry, going up the hill again. The hustle is grounded in I'm not enough. Whereas the hard work is grounded in I am enough. I am more than enough. And I can rest in that. Believing I am taking steps towards my dream, towards my goal. And even if I can't see it, I can trust that I will see it one day. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Like, subscribe, comment, email me, let me know. Y'all know I love connecting with you. That is one of my favorite things. When I get a response from a podcast, when I get a response from an email, a comment on Instagram, I just love engaging with you guys and hearing what resonates with you or hearing your perspective on things. So make sure you connect with me because I just love it. I love connecting with you, and I hope that I can encourage you and get you to think about some things and push the needle in your life so that you are breaking up with burnout, that you are getting a perspective shift so that you can achieve those goals, those dreams that I know that is tucked inside of you. Because I know I have dreams and big goals tucked inside of me that scare me, really. To be honest, it scares me. But I know they're inside of us. and that we can pursue those things without sacrificing our health, our well-being, our mental health, our emotional health. We can truly take care of ourselves and achieve those goals and run after the goals in a way that's healthy and balanced and rhythmic to the tune of our life and the season that we're in. Thank you. Thank you for listening today. And until next time, I will see you and tune in with you on the next episode of Breaking Up with Burnout podcast. Bye.
Hey, I just wanted to pop in and let you know there's some major things that are going on here at Seed the Wonder, and I'm going to be sharing updates that are coming soon. You can get it via social media, my email list, here, right here on the podcast. You can even DM me, or you can email me at tiffany@tiffanyleader.net. Actually, I'm getting ready to switch my email over to tiffanyleader@seethewonder.net, so I will change all of that. I'm in the middle of changing all of that right now to my See the Wonder email, just to make it all easier. But I'm super excited about all the changes that are happening, all the things that are coming up. I have my group practice, and we are serving high achieving individuals, just like this podcast is, just like my coaching is. But I have two team members with me that are going to provide therapeutic services and coaching services. So if you are needing help with mental and emotional needs, we got you. If you are looking at your future goal and outcomes and just needing some skills to get to those goals and dreams that you want to pursue, we've got you. And so we want to cultivate health in our clients, because so often we see that they are running after these ambitious, amazing goals, but they are steamrolling their health and neglecting their health. And we're here to say you can achieve success without sacrificing your health and your well-being. So if you want more information for that, all the information will be in the show notes, and stay tuned for more coming soon.